My name is Adelaide Avila, and I'm a cashier at Staples Center on the premium level floor. I'm still hopeful that we're taken care of during the time that we're not working. You know, the world still keeps going, even in crisis. Bills still have to be paid. Rent has to be paid.
With the NBA season suspended, baseball's opening day pushed back, and March Madness canceled, the coronavirus pandemic has brought sports to a standstill. Today, what happens when a multi-billion dollar industry grinds to a halt? And who bears the cost? I'm Ina Kimes. It's Friday, March 13th. This is ESPN Daily, presented by ADT. Where were you when you found out that the NBA was going on hiatus, and how did you feel?
I was at work at the Kings game. It was around maybe 9-ish when I heard about the NBA, and it was actually a little devastating because I knew we would be out of work, and if the NBA canceled, it would only be a trickle effect down to the rest of the major sports.
How will not working for an extended period of time affect you personally?
I mean, it's going to affect me a lot. That's my only source of income. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. What do you do? You know, what do you do when something like this happens? This has never happened to us before, so it's hard to say. I mean, we don't know what the outcome's going to be. We don't know how long this is going to be. But I trust in my union, and I trust in the company that I work for, that they're going to work something out for us.
On Wednesday night, Mark Cuban, who's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, said he was trying to set up a program to help arena workers throughout this suspension. Are you hopeful that something similar might happen in Los Angeles?
Yes, I'm very hopeful that that will happen. And I think that he's a classy owner for even saying that, for even thinking about the workers. You know, nobody really thinks about the people that do all the behind the scenes to make everything run smoothly. On any given event, it's about 5,000 workers, 5,000 to 6,000 people working. We have security, we have ticket takers, cooks, servers, bartenders, cashiers, supervisors.
What are you hearing from your other coworkers?
They're asking me about their health because I'm a shop steward for the union. So they're asking me about their health insurance. Are they going to have health insurance in the time frame that we're not working? And I don't have those answers yet. You know, they're still working those things out. So I'm not sure.
How did you first start working at the Staples Center in the first place?
A friend of mine told me that Staples Center was having a job fair. And when I got there, it was like so many people, maybe about 2,000 or 3,000 people there. I was thinking to myself, it's so many people here. There's no way I might get this job. But I got hired. Here I am 15 years later.
Do you like working there?
I love working at Staples Center. It's the best job to me. It's a great atmosphere. I've met so many different people from so many different walks of life to laugh with those people. We've even cried at the Kobe Memorial, cried when the tragic incident with Kobe happened, been happy with these people, rejoiced with these people. I mean, it's the greatest environment to be in my opinion.
What would you say to the NBA, or I guess ask of the NBA as it attempts to navigate this crisis?
First, that they ensure that everyone is safe. And two, not just think about the money that they make, that they also think about people that are out of work, people that don't have insurance. Doesn't matter if you're rich or you don't have money, people are people. So that's what I would say.
Adelaide is one of many.
there are thousands of workers across America working at sports venues, arenas, and these folks are going to see their income hurt in the short term because they're not going to be able to work these events.
That's Patrick Risch, director of the Sports Business Program at the Olin Business School at Washington University in St. Louis. Patrick, at this point, we don't know how many people, and that includes athletes, are going to have their health affected by this outbreak. But we know that an event like this has a way of exposing to everyone the size and scope of an industry and its economic impact. There are many layers to that that I want to get into. But first, as pretty much all of sports goes on hiatus, how big is this industry in America?
Well, Mina, it's pretty sizable. You know, you talk about the sports industry is one of the 20 largest industries in America, a billion-dollar industry. The service workers, as we mentioned, are really impacted in the short term. And it does depend on whether these leagues are simply suspended or whether games are canceled. Because if it's suspended and the games are made up later in the summer, then there's not as much of a hit. But if there's a cancellation, if this runs 2 months and the leagues can't squeeze in their completion of their season by the end of the summer, then you're going to see a real hit financially for these service workers.
On Wednesday night, news broke that Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert had tested positive for the coronavirus, which stopped that game and sort of kicked off a chain reaction around the NBA that ultimately led to the league hitting pause. At the same time, Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, was interviewed at his own game and talked about the workers.
I'm concerned about the, you know, if now that we're not playing games, what about all the people who work here on an hourly basis? You know, we'll put together a program for them, but, you know, there's just so many things that go through your head, right? It's hard to know exactly what's right.
How vulnerable are these workers if something like this was to persist for a long period of time?
Well, they're very vulnerable because many of them working in this profession, they don't necessarily have college degrees. A lot of them, I can speak in St. Louis, and I know this is true in other markets. If somebody is a vendor at a stadium for a baseball game, they're going to be a vendor at the Enterprise Center for a Blues game. And so this is something where these folks, again, many of them, be surprised if their annual incomes are any higher than, say, mid-$20,000 to mid-$30,000 a year. So it's really, they're very susceptible. Of course, the lodging and the restaurant industry in these markets, they're hurt too. Certainly, again, here in St. Louis, we were supposed to host first, second round NCAA championships. That's not going to be here this year because of what's happened. So certainly the hotels take a hit, the restaurants take a hit.
In addition to hearing from Cuban, we also found out that Cavaliers star Kevin Love is planning to commit $100,000 to help arena workers and support staff. Patrick, aside from personal generosity, what can the NBA and its owners do to help these workers?
Well, Mina, I think one thing they can do is in these communities, they can use their own HR staffs with their teams to try to help them connect with temp agencies or other forms of means of trying to find at least temporary employment opportunities to find work. But just as the sports industry is getting hit with what's going on here, this is widespread. There are several industries right now that feel somewhat frozen. There's a fear, obviously, that's run amok nationally. So this does have an impact on not just the sports industry, but other businesses. So even if Mark Cuban or Joe Lacob or any of the other owners were to try to use their HR staffs to help their staff find temp positions locally, that may be challenging right now.
Right. You mentioned the cottage industry around sports, the impact potentially on hotels and restaurants and tourism. But normally, you know, when there aren't sports, other tourism steps in. However, I imagine everything is going to be impacted by this, so it all just compounds.
No question. In particular, March Madness and all the other NCAA championships. You know, the big difference between the NCAA championship events, whether it's basketball, hockey, wrestling, is that for these pods and regionals and Final Fours, Frozen Fours and the like, a large percentage of the visitors are coming from outside of the community. You can't say that for the NBA and the NHL. Most of those games, maybe 5 or 10% of the fans are coming from outside of the market. So the hotels, the restaurants really impacted. But then how about these other industries, Mina? For instance, again, I'll just kind of bring it locally here since we're being impacted by this now. The local sports commission that busted their tail to put a bid for this event and bring the event to St. Louis, all that time and effort that they put in, they don't see any of a commission on the back end. How about all the event production staffs and the sound and lighting engineers? And then, of course, you've got people like Uber and Lyft or people that operate, I've got a buddy that operates a video vending machine business here. So if people aren't coming, then they're not going to restaurants and they're not playing his touchscreen or his golden tee. Again, a lot of the service workers at the sports venues and at the hotels and restaurants, these are the folks that I feel the most for.
Coming up, what will be the economic fallout for the players, teams, and leagues as sports goes on hold? We're presented by Marathon. Now, more than ever, we have to look out for each other and count on each other. And Marathon wants you to know that you can count on them for high-quality, top-tier gas. While we are aware travel might not be top of mind, there might be times where you have to hop in the car to run an errand. Maybe you have to drop off groceries and supplies to your family. Maybe you've become an amazing baker and want to drop off a few dozen cookies on your best friend's porch. Or maybe you just want to drive around to all of your friends' homes simply to wave from a safe distance. But before you head out, remember to fuel up at Marathon. Marathon gasolines are formulated with STP additives. They keep your vehicle running at peak performance by optimizing fuel economy, removing those ugly deposit buildups, and reducing emissions. Remember, wherever you need to go, the people at Marathon are behind you all the way. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Patrick, we've been talking about how the shutdown affects so many more people and workers in this industry than you might think. But of course, it also affects the teams and the leagues. Let's start with the NBA. What is the economic impact on the league?
Well, the biggest economic impact from my perspective, there's a couple different buckets. First of all, both the NBA and the NHL, for that matter, they have salary caps, and those salary caps are tied to league revenue. We already know that earlier in the NBA season, because of the issues with China, that there was already a projected loss in revenue because of that. And then, of course, here, it goes back to if the league is just suspended or whether there are games canceled. But either way, there's going to be a loss. It'd just be a bigger loss if games are actually canceled. So that factors into next year's salary cap. And again, I suspect the same is going to be true for the NHL. So that's a hit that the players will have to take. And of course, you know, obviously the owners, part of their calculations here and why they want to have an update in a month from the commissioner is they want to get a gauge of, hey, can we actually make these games up without having to cancel anything? Because if they can, they'd love to, because it minimizes the loss of revenue.
Is it possible that they're insured against any of this?
Well, I can't necessarily speak at the league level, but I can say this, that I had a chance to speak with a general counsel of an NBA team this afternoon and to learn a little bit more myself about kind of the insurance dynamics. And most buildings have insurance to protect against business interruptions. But what's interesting is that most of those policies are tied to actual physical damage being done to the building to prevent business from occurring, things like tornadoes or hurricanes. So unless a team's policy specifically addresses something like infectious disease, it may be difficult for that team and that venue to recover lost revenues through insurance because of the coronavirus.
The NFL is not in as much of a hurry to make decisions, thanks to the calendar, and said they have no plans to move the start of the league year. However, the draft is around the corner. We don't know what's going to happen, but if it were to be canceled or moved online or remotely, what would happen to, you know, the city of Las Vegas where it's supposed to be held?
Well, I'm personally hoping that the draft isn't canceled because I'm supposed to arrive in Vegas the morning of the draft. So I'm really looking forward to it. But I have a feeling right now, if I were a betting man, forgive the pun, I have a feeling that they are going to have to alter the draft plans, whether that means they push it back a few weeks or whether they just cancel it and decide to do it in an alternative way. Is it possible that ESPN and NFL Network and various networks that are covering this, can you still do it, but maybe not do it with all the fanfare that was originally planned? I suspect right now that they may be looking right now at alternative dates, maybe in May, to push it back a little bit more just to buy some time. But whether or not this year's draft will be held in Vegas, I think right now that's a losing proposition.
It seems like the biggest factor in all of these decisions is whether the games and events can potentially be rescheduled or whether they need to be outright canceled.
Oh, there's absolutely no question. And this is where I would say the NBA, Major League Soccer, NHL, and XFL all have one thing that they benefit from that Major League Baseball doesn't, and that's time. I know that it's complicated in terms of venue logistics. I know there's events planned in all these arenas and stadiums during the summer, concerts and the like. I know that it can be tricky to reschedule games and content on TV. And you also don't want to play too close to the upcoming season, although you could push those dates back if you had to. But each of those other leagues, if they're indoor, they can push those seasons deeper into the year because you can play the NBA and the NHL finals in July if you had to. Major League Soccer, they used to have their finals in December. Whereas Major League Baseball, of course, Mina, if they have to delay their season 2 weeks, 4 weeks, where are you going to make up those games? You don't want a World Series played on Thanksgiving. So I think that they might be the ones that would be most apt to have to cancel games just because of those logistics.
Patrick, I think we all know that NBA starters and players are probably going to be fine, but I imagine there will be athletes at the lower levels who might be affected by this. For example, Minor League Baseball announced they were pushing their season back. Do you think there are other athletes or players in sports, again, beyond the stars, that could suffer from, you know, the coronavirus and cancellations?
XFL. XFL jumps to mind, perhaps in part for me, because I'm in St. Louis, and right now we're arguably the top XFL market in terms of attendance. We are the top market in terms of attendance. But, you know, look, Vince McMahon put $500 million into this league, and I don't think that the league is anything close to what happened with the Alliance of American Football, where they shut down through half a season. He put in $500 million so that that league could exist for 3 years, 4 years, and try to see what kind of momentum they could build. And I think most experts would say they've done pretty well. Average attendance overall for the league in a good spot around the 16,000-18,000 mark. Ratings comparatively are pretty decent. This is a huge blow to the momentum of that league. And as you mentioned, minor league sports, baseball, hockey, whatever you want to say, these are the folks that are certainly not as well off as the millionaire athletes of pro sports.
Moving on to people who are not paid anything, student athletes, perhaps the most shocking news of the day was that the NCAA canceled the college basketball tournament. There will be no March Madness. They also canceled all spring and winter championships. How might this affect the universities involved?
Well, the biggest benefit in my perspective, Mina, that these universities receive is just the exposure value and the media value of being in big tournaments. And of course, March Madness is one of the most popular events in North America and really all of the world. Schools like the Dukes and the Stanfords and the Kentuckys and the Kansases, they're not the ones that really see a huge spike in applications when they make March Madness, because let's face it, they're always there. But it's these smaller schools. When you make the tournament, you're talked about for a few days by the experts, by the analysts, and then maybe you even get to play in a first four game in Dayton and you win a game and can move on to the round of 64. All these things are great visibility and exposure for those universities. So it's a shame for them that they will not be able to see that.
Patrick, we don't know how long this is going to last, but even if it's results in more postponements than cancellations, and we ultimately end up having some of these major sporting events, will there be economic effects for a long time regardless?
I don't believe so. I believe that a lot of what we're seeing right now, certainly we're feeling it. We're feeling the pain of the short-term impacts. A lot of these workers that we've talked about earlier, they're feeling the pain. As sports fans and sports consumers, there's anguish there of not being able to watch do what we do, which is we love to consume and watch sports and feel the emotion of sports. It's one of the beauties of the sports industry is it makes you feel a level of release and belonging and identity that very few other industries do in this country. But my sense is that once things normalize, even if there was a cancellation of all these leagues and we didn't have a stabilization of things until, say, July, my sense is that, yes, big hit for this year, but moving forward, adjustments can be made. It's my fear that the ones that are not going to be made whole, if you do see that size and that length of a suspension and a cancellation, are those service workers at venues the folks at the hotel and restaurants, and all the ancillary businesses tied to visitor travel.
Thanks so much, Patrick.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's the only story I want you to know today. I'm Ina Kimes, and this has been ESPN Daily. Our show is produced by Alexander Hyacinth, Mike Johns, Steve Martin, Ryan Nantel, Andy Tennant, Eve Tro, Chris Tuminello, and Aaron Vail. Special thanks this week to Troy Farkas. I'll talk to you on Monday. Hi, guys. Given everything that is happening in the world right now, most of us are buying things online. I saw that AT&T started doing two really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They are offering fast, free, non-contact delivery and curbside pickup so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your home 24/7. Subject to change, restrictions apply.